It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. LinkedIn is a popular site for people looking to make contacts, find a new job, or apparently steal millions of passwords. Over 6 million user passwords may have been stolen from the social networking site in a recent hack. Chester Wisniewski from the security firm Safa says now it's your turn to step up.
If you're a LinkedIn user and you follow good practices and you don't share passwords between websites and perhaps you don't use, say, a dictionary word that makes it easy to brute force guess what your passphrase might be, then you just need to go change your password. No reason to panic. If you share that password on multiple websites, now you got a little bit more of a mess because you got to try to remember all the different places you might have used it, because you really ought to go change it now, because it's going to be likely that whoever's behind this attack will know your email address and password.
People use the same password on multiple sites because remembering a different one for each site is a pain in the neck. Wisniewski uses a password locker.
I just looked. I have 482 passwords right now, and that's all stored in a program. I just memorize one password that unlocks this vault that contains all my passwords, and each one of those passwords in that vault is 24 characters long and numbers and symbols. I have no idea what any of them are.
But what if somebody hacks into your vault?
Well, then I'm really in a big mess if they hack into my vault.
Is there a better way? An easy, secure password system that you won't forget? Roy Maxian of Carnegie Mellon University says, yeah, train the computer to know your typing rhythm.
You type your password in a rhythm that's particular to you. Even if I knew your password, it's very unlikely that I would be able to type it in the same rhythm that you would.
But if I've had too much coffee that day, or if I didn't get enough sleep the night before, couldn't my rhythm change?
Well, your rhythm does slightly change from day to day. But there's a concept that we call core rhythm.
So even if someone butchers the singing of Happy Birthday, you still recognize the song. That's the same concept as core rhythm. Other researchers are also coming up with innovative approaches to security, and you'll see that technology on popular sites starting never. Because money.
For a company like Google or Facebook, you know, somebody who has 900 million users, it's going to be expensive to make the switch over.
So change your passwords often and make them hard to guess, because this is the system we're stuck with. A new web service called Airtime has launched. It was started by the guys who built Napster. You connect through Facebook and have video chats with friends or with new people. Provisions are in place to keep creeps and naked people away. I think Airtime will fail. Here's why. We do not like looking at each other on screens in real time. If we did, Facebook's live video chat would be a big hit. Apple's FaceTime feature and similar products on Android devices would be used a lot more than they are. We use Skype, but generally, we'd rather text or call. Alexander Graham Bell envisioned video calls back in the 19th century when he was inventing the phone. Working models date back to the 1930s. Different approaches have been tried in the decades since, and none have caught on. Clunky technology usually gets blamed. But now the technology is pretty good. Nice picture, easy, quick, free. Still, we'd rather not see each other. We'll write, we'll speak, not look. I don't see this as bad. I think it's a welcome sign that in a hyper-connected society, we still value privacy. Yay, privacy. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. And by Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted online backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at Carbonite.com.